Now, struggling to contain the Goldstone effect, Israel recently submitted a defiant rebuttal to the UN's Goldstone report. That's the probe that accused Israel, as well as Hamas, of war crimes during last winter's Gaza war. While the fight there is over, Israelis say a much tougher battle lies ahead, defending Israel's image in the international community. Shira Frankel reports from Jerusalem.
Three Israelis arrive at the Charles de Gaulle Airport in France. They approach the immigration officer. He asks them nationality. They say Israeli. He then turns to them and asks occupation. They look at one another and they say, no, thank you. We're here just for 3 days.
It's a popular joke, but this time it's being told by Ido Achroni, head of the brand management division at the Israeli Foreign Ministry. It's his job to generate an image of Israel that doesn't include words like occupation or conflict. At a session of the Herzliya Conference, a yearly gathering of Israel's top brass on security and economic issues, his talk on Israel's image abroad drew hundreds. There's a timeliness to the session. Israel had just submitted to the UN its defense of last year's offensive in Gaza, which was heavily criticized in the UN's Goldstone report. Both Israel and Hamas have rejected the report's findings, that they had each committed war crimes during the 22-day conflict and should form independent committees of inquiries into their actions. The UN must now decide how to proceed, but Israel is not focusing its fight on individual UN votes, but on the broader international opinion of the Jewish state. Changing PR, Israeli officials say, is easier than changing military doctrine. Lior Cherev is one of Israel's top PR experts.
Public perception today in the global economy and in the world as it is today is not less strategic than having any other military strategic weapon. Public perception is almost as important as existence.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned of the Goldstone effect, whereby the UN report creates a ripple that furthers negative images of Israel. There has been debate over how Israel handled the Goldstone report. The government initially refused to cooperate with the probe at all, Cherev explains.
I think that the Goldstone report has managed to create an atmosphere because Israel kept silent. Israel did not play the PR power game with the Goldstone report. Israel chose to play the game of an absentee. We discredited the Goldstone report too late. We weren't there to give our side of the story. We did not produce our own theme. And we became apologetic. And everybody who deals with public perceptions understand that being apologetic is being mostly on the losing side.
But there are conflicting views on what Israel should do now. Noam Lemelstreich is Dean of Communications at the Herzliya School that hosted the conference. He believes Israel should be using new media, such as Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, to get its message across to a wider audience.
I think we are handling it very, very poorly. It's not handled by professionals, it's handled by politicians. But fortunately, the internet and social networks allowed the people of Israel, who are much better than the government, to tell their stories to friendly crowds across the world, in the United States, in Europe. So I'm a bit optimistic because the new social media allows us to bypass the government.
But others, including PR expert Eyal Arad, think that the message should be an organized, united voice led by seasoned experts.
What we need is to start a political campaign, the way we campaign in elections, a global political campaign. It's going to be tough. It's going to be expensive. It needs leadership that can take choices and that can make choices. It needs discipline.
And with newfound support and funds, Arad says Israel is now poised to tackle Goldstone on a global level.
Our main problem in the world today has become a legitimacy problem. It's not that people do not think that our policies are right. It's the people that question whether we should exist or continue to exist in the first place. We'll be more and more becoming the South Africa of the 21st century.
For now, the UN has deferred its decision on Goldstone. But in Israel, PR firms aren't wasting any time. They're already planning a new campaign aimed at future offensives. They're calling it preemptive PR. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.